The bats live under the bridge?
Yeah, they come out of dust to eat the insects.
Yuck. Can we get closer?
A little bit. You don't want them to poop all over your head, do you?
But you said it's good luck.
Birds, not bats.
Hey, don't get too close. I'm serious. Don't get too close, please. That's enough. I said don't get too close. Get back here.
What the hell's the matter with you? Oh, hey, are you okay? What are you staring at? Oh, shoot.
Did they bite her?
Come here. I said come here now.
Why are you covering my eyes?
Help! Help! Please!
Mom, you're scaring me.
Somebody, anybody, please come down here now! Please!
Sonoro and Telemundo present Tejana, starring Stephanie Beatrice.
Episode 1, Las Pelonas, Part 1.
I love radishes. Did you know they're one of the fastest growing vegetables?
You're full of fun facts. More wine?
Sure. Sorry, small talk isn't my strong suit.
Why don't we big talk then?
Dad joke. Nice. Okay, let's big talk.
How come you know so much about food?
My parents, they were farmers.
Oh, you grew up on a ranch?
Kinda. I mean, it wasn't our ranch, but we picked the fruit and vegetables.
So, where are you from?
A little town in the outskirts of Houston. You wouldn't know it.
I mean, originally.
Originally?
You know, like, what country?
Sorry, I gotta take this. What now, Andy?
Jesus, is your date that bad?
It's okay. At least he's handsome.
Don't you think it's a bit too soon? I mean, isn't the ink on your divorce paper still fresh?
Look, I'm not after anything serious. If he stops asking dumb questions and trying to get me drunk, who knows, I just might take him home. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, what's up then?
Look, I'm sorry to be the one to cock block you. Or is it pussy block?
It's clam jam.
Anyway, we're needed at Congress Bridge. A body's been found. See you there.
Everything okay? You look like you need more wine.
Sorry, I have to leave. I'm on duty.
What? You smell? Dad joke.
Okay. So, yeah, that was my partner. There's a crime scene I have to get to.
Seriously? You're a cop?
Texas Ranger.
You're fucking with me, right?
Why would I be fucking with you?
Wow, take it easy. I don't know, and you don't look like a Texas Ranger, that's all.
Well, okay then. Thank you for dinner.
Oh, come on. I didn't mean like that. Hey, wait. How about we split it?
That was quick. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, all good. I don't think dating apps are my thing. Why can't a guy just walk up to you instead of hiding behind a phone to date?
Hello, my name is Chris. Can I buy you a drink? You want to have dinner with me?
It's so easy. Instead of spending weeks texting just so you can end up having a shitty dinner and splitting the bill.
Yeah, I keep doing that and all I hear is no thank you. Yeah, you should have seen me in my prime, though.
Folks, I'm going to need to ask you to leave. This is a crime scene.
Yeah, hi, Rangers. Eileen Castillo and Andy McAllen here.
Oh, you guys aren't wearing your hats anymore.
Only when the sun rises. Otherwise, you'd mistake us for hookers.
I'm sorry. Can you take us to the scene?
Okay, ma'am. Do watch your step. Everything's covered in bat shit.
Ma'am, you know what that means? You're getting old.
All right, shut up.
That's the poor bastard over there.
It's a girl.
What?
Looks like her head was shaved. Hispanic. Early 20s.
Who found her?
A boy and his mother. They scared the hell out of the tourists. Thought she'd been killed by the bats.
A couple cuts on her head. Barber had a heavy hand.
Hey, forensics just called. They're running late. Looks like it's gonna be a long night, folks.
Where to?
The office. I'm gonna have a hard time falling asleep.
Come on, you seem way worse.
It's not that. You remember Las Pelonas?
Is that a Mexican punk rock band or something?
The women who were murdered in the 90s, all Hispanic. The killer used to shave their heads.
Oh, the Baldies, yeah. He got the death penalty, though. Right?
Right. Though that guy never struck me as a serial killer. He was more like a bad luck Mexican dude at the wrong place, wrong time.
You're saying they got the wrong guy? Because of this? Come on, worst case, it's some copycat. Crazy fuck who's watched one too many true crime documentaries.
My town got shut down all summer. Everyone was so afraid to go out. One of my middle school teachers, she was the last victim.
Jesus.
Whiskey?
Come on. I have a glass every night to take the edge off. What?
Nothing. There's mouthwash in the glove box. Let's go.
Come in. Hey, what's cooking, baggy eyes? You're not getting much sleep these days?
I spent all morning digging through the archives. There's a bunch of stuff missing because this whole digitization thing, but I read some of the case files on Las Pelonas, and I think
Las
there's something...
Las Pelonas? What for?
A hunch. The girl we found under the bridge fits the victim profile.
Well, that was what, 30 years ago?
25. The girl's Latina, shaved head.
Yeah, but knife, not shot. And a serial killer was caught, convicted, got lethal injection, case closed. Hey, what's the matter with you? Chief needs this solved yesterday. That bridge is a big tourist attraction. People are scared to go there. COVID, now this, bats are getting one hell of a reputation.
All right, well, bats got nothing to do with it.
And neither does Las Pelonas. Look, what I'm trying to say is people like to talk and make up stories, so please stick to this case. Don't go hollering down a well.
But what if it leads to something?
You know, hey, listen to me. I got folks giving me a hard time for putting y'all on the case.
Ralph, they'll give you a hard time no matter what. They don't want me here.
I still gotta hear them out, Eileen. That's what a boss does. Here's everyone out. And this is still Texas. You want a diversity star on your forehead for doing nothing, you go straight to California.
What exactly would you have me do, Ralph? I'm not gonna apologize for not looking like Chuck Norris.
You understand the position I'm in?
I do, Major.
I had to deal with two knuckleheads throwing a hissy fit and turning in their badges. Just because I brought a brown woman on board. Heck, Eileen, if I didn't think you were up to the job, I wouldn't have fought so hard to put you on the team. Change ain't easy to swallow. And part of my job is to shove it down everyone's throats as smoothly as possible. Now just put yourself in my boots, that's all I'm saying.
I get it.
Okay, then. Now, here's my 2 cents. You want to prove them wrong? You keep your head down and do your job. Let the work speak for itself. What? Why are you smiling?
Because that's what you used to say back in the day at UT. Let the work speak for itself.
Yeah, well, I mean that. And stop making waves. That case is solved and closed.
Okay, Major.
That'll be all, Ranger.
The body was found at Austin's Congress Avenue Bridge, the popular landmark on the Colorado River that draws hordes of bat watchers each year.
Sophie.
Bat enthusiasts.
Hey there.
I don't know why I keep picturing you working to classical music.
Maybe it's because I'm old. I like the radio. Keeps me company.
So what do we got?
Pretty girl you guys brought in. See the lower abdomen here. Signs of multiple stabbings. Nothing too fancy. Kitchen knife, perhaps, with a serrated edge. She bled to death, then got dumped at the bridge.
And the head?
A common razor. Killer did a shitty job. Lots of open wounds, little cuts all over. Must have hurt. No fingerprints, though.
So we're completely sure she was moved?
Yes. Look at her wrist over here. She was tied up. They shaved her head, then stabbed her, and then the body was dragged, transported. Rigor mortis puts her at a day or so.
Okay, so what else do you have for me?
Telazol did come up in the toxicology report.
What's Telazol?
A common sedative. Mostly used for vet purposes, small animals though, dogs and such.
Any signs of rape?
Nope. I did think of that. Telazol can act as a roofie.
So no abuse. You sure?
Honey, I practically pioneered the sexual assault kit initiative in the state. Hey, everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, by the way.
About what?
Your divorce.
God, does everyone know?
It's not that big of an office. At least you don't have kids. It's way harder when you do.
Yeah. About that, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking into egg freezing. Is that something you would recommend?
Well, I'm no fertility expert, but it can be an uphill battle for some women after 35. What's up?
Morning, ladies.
Andy.
Got an ID. 22-year-old Austin native Sandra Delgado reported missing 2 weeks ago. And yes, she had a full set of long, curly black hair. Monica found some pictures of her on Facebook.
Who's Monica?
A new girl from IT. Wonder Kid. Some of the guys are using her for social media monitoring. So, should we go to Sandra's parents, try to get in touch with her friends?
Why don't you go ahead? I'd like to chase another lead.
Las Pelonas?
You think there's a connection? Well, didn't they catch the killer?
Killed the killer. But maybe he's back from the grave. We're chasing a zombie serial murderer.
You said she's in IT?
What? Who?
The Monica girl, the new Wonder Kid.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going? I just got the dead woman's name.
Oh, great job. Go ahead and pursue that. We'll huddle afterwards.
For fuck's sake. Care to share? Care to be a team player? Lucky you, being able to work all by yourself.
It does get lonely sometimes. But like my grandma used to say, 'tis better to be alone than in bad company.
Tell me about it.
IT services, how may I help you?
Hi, you must be Monica.
Yes, Monica Gomez. What can I do for you?
Eileen Castillo, nice to finally meet you. So, Andy McAllen, my partner, he was singing your praises, and I thought maybe you could help me with a little something.
Of course. What do you need?
Not here. Just walk with me. Congrats on the new job. Look at you, so young, already on your way up.
Thanks. My dad kind of got me the interview.
Must be well connected.
Yeah. Maybe you know him? Emilio Gomez?
Emilio the janitor?
Yeah.
I do know him. I ran into him a couple times. He helps me practice my Spanish.
So, where are we going?
The new archives vault. I need some help accessing some of the files you IT guys are digitizing. You have a key card, right?
I think we're not allowed to give out usernames and passwords just yet.
I know. I just need a quick look. We're in and we're out.
But I'm not sure that I'm allowed to do that.
Monica, it's okay. I work here. I'm a ranger. I need a favor. You'll need one too, soon enough. Besides, we girls gotta stick together, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this basically works like a search engine. You know the case number? Keywords? Year?
Mary Johnson, 96, Las Palomas.
Takes a while to load. Las Pelonas as in, like, the bald women?
Yeah, big case. But you probably weren't even alive. How old are you, by the way?
21.
There was this guy going around Texas killing young Hispanic women. Shave their heads, that was his thing. No one really cared until he murdered a white girl. I actually knew her. Anyway, everyone got really upset. And then in less than a week, they had this Mexican serial killer in handcuffs.
So the case was solved?
Not quite. I'm starting to think they got the wrong guy. Executed the wrong guy.
Okay, so this is all we have on the case, I think. It still needs to be properly cataloged. There's too many stacks of papers we have to scan and upload.
What's all that MP4 stuff?
Those are audio files.
Oh, interesting.
Here, you can use my headphones.
Thanks. Hey, you just helped me big time. Why don't you go grab a coffee?
Are you serious?
Believe me, it's better for you. If somebody shows up...
I think I'm staying right here. I don't want you mistakenly deleting any files.
I'm not that old.
She was nice to me. I was nice to her. We were going out. Why would I hurt her? It makes no sense. Think about it. It doesn't make any sense.
Plenty of shit doesn't make sense. That doesn't mean it's not true or it didn't happen. Fact is, we found your load and she's dead because you murdered her. What I want to know, well, I already know. What I want you to tell me is how you selected the other girls. Enjoyed killing your kind first, didn't you? Then got tired of it. Wasn't that exciting anymore? Hey, I get it. I don't blame you. So you saw this Mary Broad, all-American, and that crazy voice inside your head said, sure, why not? Let's try something different.
I don't know anything about the other girls. Mary and I were going out. We had sex because that's what people do.
Yeah. Get off on that, don't you? Fuck them. Kill them. Shave their heads. So what's up with the hair? Look at me. I said, look at me, you sick mother...
Jesus, you scared me.
Sorry, I think someone's coming.
What you two doing here?
Hey, Ralph. I'm just showing Monica around. She's new here. Have you two met?
Yeah, we met. Pretty sure Monica knows the room already. She's helping put everything in that damn computer.
Right.
Don't you have a murder to solve?
I'm on it. I'm just trying to be friendly. Friendlier around the office, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's good. Folks like friendly. Well, if you girls don't mind, I gotta go look something up.
Of course. We were on our way out.
Open or closed?
Closed.
And so, this unscrupulous woman said to the mighty man, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied and subdued. The Bible says it plain and simple. We must be careful of who we trust, for the devil is just around the corner.
Hello.
Where the hell are you? I thought we were gonna huddle and come up with a plan together and then...
I'm sorry, Andy. Something big came up.
What are you up to?
I listened to an old tape recording from the archives.
You're not making any sense. Why does everything have to be so fucking cryptic with you? Why can't...
Andy? Hello? It's a shit reception. Sorry, Andy. I'm on the road.
Andy? Really?
David?
Yeah. But you forgot about me already?
I'm sorry. I didn't see the caller ID. I'm driving.
Where to?
My parents.
Oh, that's strange. Visiting them?
It's a work thing, actually.
Oh, isn't it always? Well, listen, it's my publisher. He wants to go over some stuff.
Publisher? What about?
Yeah. It's just that with my novel doing well and all, you know, he wants to make sure you don't Dan Brown me.
Well, that's all yours. I don't even know what the story's about.
You haven't read it yet?
I haven't had time.
Well, it's got this very strong female detective lead. Wonder where I got that from, huh? Hey, you still mad at me?
Nope, I'm just driving.
Well, you sound mad.
Nope, I'm not. I'm focused. There's quite a difference.
It's just... You talk to me like we don't even know each other.
Well, what do you want me to say? Hi, sweetie, how's your day going?
Okay, so I'll send over the paperwork and a signed copy of Tejana just in case, you know, have the time.
Tejana?
My novel, that's the title.
All right, look, I'm sorry. Congratulations, it is a big accomplishment.
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll call you some other time.
Come on, seriously? David. David. Are you still there? Shit.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Ya voy.
Mija, ¿qué haces aquí? ¿Qué pasó?
I was driving through and thought of dropping by.
Pues pásale. Tantísimo tiempo sin verte. Come give your mother a kiss and a big hug. Oh, just look at you. You're so skinny. Ven, let me fix you something to eat.
Where's my father?
Ya viene pa' acá.
What are you making there?
Té de hierbabuena for your father. He woke up with some reflux.
Where is he?
At the shop. You know how he is. He just won't miss a day of work. You're not hungry?
No. Mom, do you remember that summer when we all had to stay inside?
Yes, mija. Me acuerdo requete bien. Había un loco matando gente.
Mrs. Johnson was one of the girls that got killed. You remember her?
Ay, your English teacher. Esa pobre mujer. She always was so nice to you, remember? Always said you were her smartest student.
She stood up for me. Scolded the bullies and told them to piss off.
Eileen, I did not know you were bullied. Eso nunca me lo dijiste, mija. Here, have some tea.
Some kids used to find hilarious that I worked in the fields with you and Dad after school. They made fun of my dirty fingernails.
Kids can be cruel, Eileen.
And then when they finally caught him, the guy who was dating Miss Johnson, well, he just didn't seem like a serial killer to me.
Mija, is everything okay?
I'm working this case, and I...
Ya vi! Mi amor! Ya llegué!
Ay, acaba de llegar.
Eileen, mija! What a surprise! What are you doing here?
Los vine a visitar.
Pues qué milagro, hija. Hija, es el David. ¿Cómo está?
We're not together anymore. We got divorced.
¿Qué? ¿Cómo que te divorciaste?
It's just, it wasn't working anymore.
Ay, mira, pero si ya pareces gringa. It just wasn't working anymore. Marriage is not easy, mija. You have to work on it every day. ¿O no, Leandro?
Pues sí. Your mother and I work a lot, hija.
Look, you guys, I didn't come here to get grilled.
You just gave up on having a family.
You two are my family.
Ya sabes a qué me refiero, a family of your own.
Maybe I don't want kids. I don't have time. I'm a Texas Ranger, and I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's a pretty big fucking deal.
Hey. Sin majaderías, okay?
Sí. Why do you want to be a Texas Ranger?
Why? I just told you, it's a big deal.
For who? They are a bunch of racist vaqueros. I never understood why you wanted to be police. They are terrible to us. And your father.
Gabriela, ya no le sigas.
Forget it. I don't even know why I came here.
Espérate, mija. Don't be like that, please.
What?
I miss you. We miss you. She didn't mean that. I'm happy for you. Me cae que sí. And David, está bien sonso if he lets a woman like you go. Look at you. Smart, fuerte, bien bonita. Got a gun in your belt. You look like you in the movies, hija.
Thanks, Dad.
Come back inside. Órale. No se enojona.
I gotta head out. I was just dropping by. I'm working this case and...
Okay. Está bien. But promise me, you'll come more often, okay? Don't make me kill someone just to make your visit. Te quiero mucho, mija.
Can I ask you something?
Sí.
Speaking of cops, and you happen to remember the name of that detective? The one that came into town for a few days when that serial killer was on the loose, the one that...
You mean Las Pelonas?
Yeah.
El Orejón, big ears guy.
Yeah. Yeah, him.
It was nothing, Eileen. Let it go.
It has to do with my investigation.
Okay, I think his name was Michael. It had an Italian last name. I think Michael Michael Carbonara, yeah.
Like the pasta?
Yeah, maybe that's why I remember. Eileen.
What's up, Dad?
Take care, okay? Please, be careful. Dios te cuide, mija.
Thanks, Dad.
IT services, this is Monica.
Monica, this is Eileen. Can you hear me?
More or less.
I'm out and there's pretty bad reception here. The internet's not working on my phone. I need some help looking someone up.
Okay.
Name's Michael Carbonara. Used to be a cop, detective, might be still. I need an address or a phone number, anything.
Mm-hmm. Just a sec. Michael Carbonara Jr.?
I don't know. Maybe. Is there a picture? What does he look like?
He's kind of goofy looking. White, small blue eyes, big ears.
That's him.
Says here he works for the Houston company.
Wait, he's a ranger?
Yep. A major, actually. Hello? You there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need an address for the Houston office?
I won't make it on time. I don't think he'll be there. Any chance you can find out his home address for me?
Oh, we're not interested.
Wait, ma'am. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour. I'm Eileen Castillo with the Texas Rangers, and I've come all the way from Austin. I'm looking for Major Michael Carbonara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were one of those activists.
What's going on in here?
Mr. Carbonara, I'm Eileen Castillo with the Rangers back at Austin. Sorry to barge in like this, but I'm working on a case.
Look, young lady, this ain't office hours, and this ain't my office. I'll cut you some slack considering you're a rookie.
Please believe me, Major. I wouldn't be bothering you if it wasn't urgent.
Didn't I just make myself clear?
Sir, I'm working the Austin Bridge murder, and I think it might be connected to Las Palonas, and back when you were a cop...
Still a cop here.
A regular cop, I mean. Back then, you were on the case, and you helped nab the killer, and I just wanted to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, about that investigation.
Major, that case was closed years ago. Caught the guy, and he fried for it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
But, sir, what if the wrong man was accused?
Now, just you wait a minute. Wrong man? What exactly are you implying? I know you. You're that farmer's daughter.
Listen, I'm not here about
Castillo,
that.
Castillo, right? Your daddy doing okay? He walking all right? You know, he never thanked me, you know? Who knew beating the shit out of him would actually save him from getting sent back to Mexico?
Yeah, makes you feel like a big man, huh? Beating up on someone who can't defend themselves? Just like the guy you got for Las Palonas. I heard you in those tapes.
So that's what this is about. You had to get revenge for your daddy? Well, I couldn't care less about you being a ranger. This is Texas, and right now, you're trespassing my property.
Sir? There's no need to put your hand on your weapon. We're on the same side here.
Young lady, this won't go unnoticed.
I'm just pursuing every lead. That's my job. You know, some cops actually do their jobs.
Michael, please come inside.
Your wife's right, sir. Perhaps we can talk some other time.
Oh. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other plenty.
I've been calling like crazy.
I was in the middle of something, Andy. What's up?
Middle of something? Jesus, it's like talking to a wall. Well, while you were out God knows where in the middle of something, I did some actual police work. Got tipped off about another dead girl. Shaved head, too. Maybe you're right. It looks like we got ourselves another Palona.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatriz, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia de Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar. With performances in this episode by Stephanie Beatrice as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Gabriela Torres as Monica Gomez, and Marlena Powell as Sophie Knox. Gary Hilborn, Arturo Echevarria, Alfredo Narciso, Paloma Cordero, Emily Reles, Jeff Brooks, John Moreno, Taylor Coriel, Alex DeWinter, Luis Mora, Brett Tubbs, and Eileen Clark. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.